Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. If you will, at this time, get your Bibles and turn to the book of Luke, and we'll be reading from Luke chapter 16. We will conclude this lesson today on the story of the rich man and Lazarus, and then we will begin a second lesson on the grace of gratitude. And so you'll want to follow along and be part of this study. Now, while you're turning your Bible to Luke chapter 16, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. Our regular assembly is to meet for Bible study on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., and followed that by a worship at 10 a.m. And we gather together again for a Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Our teacher is E.A. Elam. Coming to us by way of Sunday school notes, he wrote for the Sundays of 1923, and a little book I have called Elam's Notes. And so we are ready for the Sunday school lesson for the Sunday of January 28, 1923. And this is lesson 202 from the Warren County Radio Bible School. Now, we're talking about the story of the rich man and Lazarus. And you might remember that the rich man fared sumptuously every day while Lazarus was a poor beggar until they died, and the whole scene changes. And now the rich man is in torments, and the beggar, Lazarus, is comforted in Abraham's embrace. And so the rich man now has remembered his brothers, and he says, "Pray, therefore, that the Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come to this place of torment." But Abraham said in Luke chapter 16 and verse 29, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And he said, the rich man, "Nay, Father Abraham, but if one of them from the dead, they will repent." And he said unto them, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if one rise from the dead." You know, Jesus did rise from the dead later, and still those of the mind of that rich man and of his brothers are not convinced. We have the Word of God. And the end of this Sunday school lesson is a section on the all-sufficiency of the Word of God. I'd like to read from Luke 24, verses 27 and verse 44. Because this talks about how even in that old law it was pointing toward Christ. And they should have read that law and understood that. It says in Luke 24:27, "And beginning from Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." And then in verses 44 and 45, he said unto them, "These are my words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses, and the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me." Then opened he their mind that they might understand the scriptures. These brothers of this rich man had the scriptures, and we have the scriptures today. Not only the story of Christ in prophecy, but in fulfillment. And we're not waiting for someone else to come from the dead in order to be warned about the torment that lies on the other side, or to be comforted in the knowledge of that comfort that is there. We have the Word of God, and it tells us everything we need to know to prepare for eternity. Now the rich man said, "Nay, Father, he had his heart of unbelief in hell and argued with Abraham that the word of God is not sufficient, that more is necessary to convict sinners and to move them to repentance. People pray God yet for other testimony than that given in his word. It is a lack of faith and a rejection of God's word to pray for a different kind of testimony. Let me read to you from Romans chapter 10, beginning in verse 6. It says, "The righteousness which is of faith saith thus, Say not in thy heart, Who shall ascend to heaven, that is to bring Christ down? Or who shall descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach. Because if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus is Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, and is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Even as it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that bring glad tidings of good things. But they did not all hearken to the glad tidings. For Isaiah saith, Who hath believed our report? So belief cometh of hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. In order to have faith and to be saved, it is not necessary to ascend into heaven to bring Christ down, or to descend into the abyss to bring Christ up from the dead, but to hear the word of faith preached by the apostles. For faith cometh by hearing, in hearing by the word of God. But these miracles of Jesus, they are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life in his name. John 20 and verse 31. No other testimony will be given, for this is sufficient. Now in Luke chapter 16:31, Abraham replied, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if one rise from the dead. When one does not purpose to obey God, no testimony will convince one. It is not more or stronger testimony that one needs. Two things are necessary for faith. Sufficient testimony, number one, and number two, an honest heart. A heart true to its own best interest and greatest good, that is honest with God and his word. The good and honest heart in the parable of the sower of Luke chapter 8 in verse 15 is the only one benefited by the word of God. When people ask for more evidence that is found in God's word, it is not that they may be led to faithful obedience to his word, but that they may be confirmed in their opinions and theories that they can be saved in disobedience to him. This is a very strong lesson on the all-sufficiency of the Word of God. And with that, this Sunday school lesson comes to a close, and I turn the page, and on the following page, there is a lesson called The Grace of Gratitude for the Sunday of February the 4th, 1923. And it comes from the text in Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. So at this time, I want to begin reading in Luke 17, and we will end at verse 19. Now here it is, Luke 17 and verse 1. And he said unto his disciples, It is impossible but that occasions of stumbling should come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were well for him if a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were thrown into the sea, rather than that he should cause one of these little ones to stumble. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother sin, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he sin against thee 7 times in the day, and 7 times turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Luke 17:5. And the apostle said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you would say to the sycamine tree, Be thou rooted up, and be thou planted in the sea, and it would obey you. But who is there of you having a servant plowing or keeping sheep that will say unto him, when he has come from the field, Come straightway and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, Make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Doth he thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded? Even so ye also, when ye shall have done all things that are commanded of you, say, We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which is our duty to do. Luke 17:11. And it came to pass, as they were on the way to Jerusalem, that he was passing among the borders of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go and show yourselves unto the priest. And it shall come to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorifying God, and fell upon his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were not the 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there none found that returned to give glory to God save this stranger? And he said unto him, Arise, and go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Now, there is a devotional reading for this psalm, for this lesson, and it's found in the 100th psalm. And this is a psalm of thanksgiving. It reads like this: Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve Jehovah with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that Jehovah, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Give thanks unto him and bless his name, for Jehovah is good. His loving kindness endureth forever, and his faithfulness unto all generations. Also in regard to this is a reading from the 103rd Psalm. I'm going to begin reading this in this class, but we'll run out of time. I'll read this again, beginning at the start of the next class session. But here it is, Psalm 103, a psalm of David. Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Come back to the next class of the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we'll continue this study on the grace of gratitude.